Why don't you go for a jog?
Keep your f***ing mouth out of my name, bro.
The Aborigines believed the camera flash would take their soul away. The old men would keep a harem of teenage girls.
Oh my God, keep your wrinkly f***ing paws to yourself, man.
Long, long time ago, old man Echidna didn't know shit about consent, so we f***ing speared him.
They're cancelling me because I'm getting too close to the truth. Too many fine people on both sides. We're gonna root them out and exterminate them like vermin.
My day was steeped in cow shit to keep our feet warm, and we're glad of it. Gen Z don't know shit. Can't say anything anymore. In old days, we used to strangle them at birth.
All right, brother JD, brother Josh. Rant time. Got stuff to get off my chest. It's for my mental health. It's recommended by my therapist, so I'm going to do this section here, the rant, like preemptively stop it from building up, just clear my belly out like that, if you just want to jump in. But here, so angry about just what we were just talking about with the Gumby, bush medicine, that we can't call it that if we want to sell it or trade it or anything else, because that copyright is owned by non-Aboriginal people. That's their trademark now, so we can't use our own language words to describe that medicine. Feelings. Thoughts. And you can talk mean too about it if you want. I've got like three of these.
Gumby Gumby's healing, so what do you call it? Bad pooing. No, 100% that way. It's kind of like, it's just laughable. I don't get gully up because it's not, I get what you're saying, but it's just not fact. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, I never heard, I hear you saying, and the LAW says, but no, I've never in my existence had Bigly Fellas lead or know about Gumby Gumby. So I'm, I don't know. It doesn't, no bond to that too. You know what I mean? Yeah. It kind of reminds me of, I got gully up. I did get gully up for Bachelor Mob, Joshy, that fucking CSIRO were banging on about his new funnel web spider on Gary. And the fucking, like, TO's in, there was no TO. It was like that whole old Bush Tucker film thing where fucking the black hands would be in there, but the white fucking naturalist would be on the main headshot. You got this powerful community of Bachelor, and the fucking CSIRO are sucking out the poison of a trapdoor spider and not even fucking recognizing Mob. Like, it's really 2024. That's why we need the voice, cunts. It's a bit fucking.
That's it.
A bit passe. But Gumby, I don't know. But what do you call it? Just it is what it is. So strong, you're a fucking idiot if you try to put a clamp on that. I mean, good luck, fucking out. Really, I don't know. Just like it just is what it is. I can't see how anyone. Please send me those links, Ty. I'd love to. Smash an inbox or two, because it's a bit fucking ridiculous.
And that voice referendum still lingering, you know? Those hard feelings. Only 40% of Australia like voted to support us in the referendum. So yesterday, but I'm nice. I'm reconciling. Yesterday at my stepdaughter's school, she was getting an award. So I stood up for the first time ever in the national anthem. First time in my life I stood up for it, but I only stood for 40% of it. Nay! Jossie, any thoughts on the trademark? Just quick.
I had to pick myself up after that. Huh? Oh, no, I was just saying I had to pick myself up from that laughing.
Yeah.
That's good. I think it is indicative of a bigger problem. Like, I think that's where JD was sort of going. Like, that's not just about the Gumby Gumby. The Gumby Gumby stuff is a big issue. And especially under like the fight between like Indigenous intellectual or cultural intellectual property and Western intellectual property, and how the laws are created to support ownership of things that, you know, traditionally have belonged to community.
Mm.
I can see that, you know, there's a bigger problem there in terms of the IP and how that kind of filters out into The mainstream through things like bush foods, like that's a big industry now. And I think I've seen only recently that 3% of that entire industry is owned by blackfellas or governed by blackfellas. You know, so you've got 97% of people in the bush food industry selling and appropriating and co-opting indigenous knowledge regarding our plants and medicines that has been in place for, you know, since forever.
Even our Aboriginal flag that's owned still, I think, by a non-Aboriginal t-shirt company. They own our flag.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I remember that.
So we can't make a t-shirt and sell it or we'll get sued.
Yeah. And a few years ago, we actually had someone trying to, I won't name them, but that we had someone trying to copyright the word Yama so that they could use it on clothing materials and that sort of stuff.
So hello.
The community. Yeah.
Hello in basically. Your language. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's this emergent yarn that's come about as a result of things like that happening, where not only do we have non-Indigenous people, 97% of them, appropriating different industries and taking our knowledge away from us and sending out cease and desist letters to stop using them. But we have people in our own communities who are going through those same processes. So, you know, I think it's easy for us to point our fingers at each other, but also, you know, there's bigger problems that are structural around the laws that are created to uphold and maintain those ownership and issues around things belonging to certain people rather than the whole community.
Your emotional regulation is really good. Everybody, this is Josh really, really angry. This is when he's cool, he got his... it's funny, like JD says, Gully, get your Gully up. Is that it? Anyways, that's similar to how we say Gully. And you get wild. Now, another one.
Yeah, wait, our word for angry is Illy. So Illy also means to bite. So if you're going to get angry, you can bite someone.
Some of those words get, yeah. We say patan, but that's also singing. Bite. Chelsea's coming in. Anyway, I got another one. I got a friend who, he went for an audition. They want an Aboriginal father and son. And he Chelsea, we're having a rant real quick first, recording him for another section.
Okay, maybe I'll jump out and jump back in.
Or you can shout and scream. Here, this is like just a rant. It's just getting the bad stuff out before we start the proper stuff. Anyway, he went for the audition with his son, and they accepted the son. His son's fairer than him. He's really dark. And they said, yeah, well, we'll take your son, but we won't take you. We'll get another Aboriginal actor that's the same color as your son. Anyway, he's a bit wild about that. I'm a bit wild about that. And then also, see, this is a media thing too, you know, where they take stuff. There's this freaking, this crew doing a documentary, and they contact me. They wanted me to get interviewed and then try and get my family to like take their clothes off and run around in the bush for the camera. Anyway, and so I contacted my niece and said, like, Eloise, and I'm like, hey, you know, you might do this interview. They'll probably pay you heaps of money. Anyway, so they wanted her to do like a whole heap of interviews over a number of days and then set up more interviews with elders. And then sort of set up this old times bloody wild tribal scene for them to use in their documentary. So all that work, and they offered her $1,500. Like, that was it. Anyway, I'm like, God, a zero on there, you bastards. Anyway, I sent them an email, you know, declining pretty firmly. And anyway, they sent me this abusive email back. So anyway, fuck those people. There we go. I got that off my chest now. I feel better. Yeah. Anything you just want to get off, you know, clear the belly a little before we jump in? Oh, you're so good. This is mostly for me and my mental health, but I just thought I'd offer you guys the chance to have a screech about it too.
Oh, look,
A harangue.
in support of you, bro, fuck him as well.
All right, sweet. I'm loving that. All right. And then I just got goosies now. It must have gone through. All right, Joshy. Yeah, that's it. All right, we're done. I gotta stop it there.